Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot be grateful enough to Allah. We cannot pay gratitude to Allah. We cannot demonstrate gratefulness to Allah, that Allah's special karam, grace and mercy that He has given to us, that morning and evening, every morning and evening, with such a gathering, Allah Ta'ala gives us the connection and allows us to sit, and the status of that gathering and the reward of that gathering, it's to Allah better than the whole of this universe and what it contains. And people will be shocked or surprised to hear this. There's such a great fadail, virtue, on this gathering of dhikr, of the gathering of the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. Obviously today our yaqeen is extremely weak upon weak. And when a person hears this, that there's a gathering and people are sitting down and they're reciting the kalimats that we recite regularly. And so why is there so much reward? That much reward? How will Allah give that much reward, we think? But my brothers, me and you, this is not a fatwa, a verdict, but this is, or these are the words of the Sadiq Masduq, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this is Allah's fadl, His karam, His mercy, His blessings, that with, in which way, in this environment, in this country, it could be an Islamic country, it could be some other environment, it could be an easy environment, it's a khanka here, subhanallah, and Allah's karam, that we have buildings around us and roads around us, and in this place, Allah Ta'ala has allowed His dhikr to take place, whereas in other places it could be an Islamic country or a khanka where this takes place, but here this is taking place. So what's the good piece of news for us? So what is the good fortune that we have that Allah Ta'ala has given to us on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of judgment, when we will be presented in front of Allah, to Allah? Then there will be testimonies, there will be deeds that will be presented, shahada, and you can see witness statements, kiram and katibin will be testifying, and the dhakirin, for the dhakirin, Allah will put forward great witnesses. And what type of witnesses will these be? They won't be insan, they won't be human beings, they won't be jinn, they won't be angels. And it will be the creation of Allah, the universe, that will bear witness. Trees, leaves, buildings, these walls, the cabinet, this cabinet, yeah, and everything that's around us here that we can see, these will testify. So this is Allah's fadl and Allah's karam, that for our akhirah, Allah has given us another piece of luggage, that this many witnesses Allah Ta'ala has created for us. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Tell me. Maulana Sahib said to me, do dua. I said, why should we do dua? Why shouldn't we sit down and do dhikr? Yes, sir. He was thinking of his benefit, and I was thinking of our benefit. This wall, the doors, the things around us, the furniture, the carpet. Yes, and they will testify. They will bear witness that could were we worthy of doing that from the next day, the day after, we'll all be busy, people are going to school and get busy and occupied. So we couldn't imagine that we sit down and do dhikr, or are we worthy of coming here? But until Qiyamah, this building will testify with every man's name who's present here, that the first thing that was done in this building was that the Jamaat came, and that Jamaat did the dhikr of Allah. Subhanallah. What a great point. In the initiation of this building, the first action, dhikr of Allah. And this humble servant's experience and the pious predecessors have taught us this and explained this to us, that whether the place changes, if the place changes, then the emotions change. And here a nice emotion will come about, a unique emotion, the same kalama, the same recitation, and different people will be here, and it's a different environment that we're in, and the thawab increases, and the batini emotions also change, the spiritual emotions also change and are enhanced and improved. Because me and you, brothers, we are students of a unique journey, of a unique subject. Alhamdulillah, there's a lot of deen today. People pray salah, fast, hajj, zakat. The ilm, the knowledge for this is vast nowadays. And a person can be saved due to these actions. And totally he will get Jannah, Definitely, most definitely recommended Jannah, there's no doubt. And that he is fulfilling the faraid and with desire, the four or five faraid that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, he is practicing them and saving himself or herself from sin. So what else do we need? What else do we need? Jannah will be written in that person's destiny. Paradise. But we are jumping beyond that. We are jumping higher than that. We're not stopping there, mashallah. Why? Because we've realized that there are 100 stages, levels in paradise, in Jannah. Tell me. 100. And obviously there's a difference that, for example, if you're in an economy class in an aeroplane, a new aeroplane with nice new seats, economy class, but open seats wide, and you're getting good food. So when we go and sit, we buy the economy seat. We'll say, this is good. A little bit of luxury and easy and comfortable. And we'll be very happy that my journey was very easy. But as soon as we go a bit further and go and look into business class, we'll say, huh? What's this here? We thought that we were in the most comfortable position, but here's a different world. Business class. Isn't it, pilots up? This is what happens, isn't it? You'll say, oh, the seats have changed, the food has changed, and people have got more manners here, and things are being presented more respectfully. And this is the difference here. We thought that our economy class was the best, and the business class passenger, he'll go further forward to first class. He'll think, huh? I thought I was in the best place. So Jannah is like this, my brothers. First class of Jannah, it will be such a place in paradise, such a Jannah, that the person who goes into that paradise, he will never have regret or remorse. He'll consider, alhamdulillah, nobody can get more than this. That nobody can get more than this, alhamdulillah, that what I've got. Because he's in the high class position in paradise. Such great rewards, and it will be high class. Yeah, but this is the lowest level of Jannah I'm talking about. But when he goes to meet his friend, okay, let me go upstairs and we'll be below. Let's see who's upstairs. He's given a dawah invitation for a feast maybe, and we'll look up and we'll go to the higher level. Then we'll say, oh, just like the example of that person in economy class who go to business class. So what will be his situation? He'll be 100 stages higher. Adda lahum, Allah says in the Quran. Adda lahum. Allah says that I have prepared for who? For who? Those who do dhikr in abundance, and those women who do dhikr in abundance. Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. Addallahu, Allah says, I've prepared for you ajrun azeem, the greatest reward. So what will be paradise, my brothers? Tell me, what will be paradise? So this is the case here, that the more sweet we put here in our deeds, and then the tea will become sweeter, isn't it? Yeah, the more sugar, the more sweet. And people say, why are you working hard morning, evening? Why, this is in fard, where is this written? Who says this is wajib, this is sunnah? Where does it say, dhikr khatam al-khwajghan? Where are these verses written? They, them carry on with their debates, and we are traveling in the levels of Jannah. Alhamdulillah. We don't have no time to debate, to quarrel, to go to disputes. Wali Allah prescribed to us this, and we just carry on doing what we're doing. And then they'll be looking for us, and we'll see where we get to in thereafter. Say subhanallah, inshallah, inshallah. So in the dunya, you're getting progress. For example, Allah Ta'ala has taken us from a masjid to here. He's put us here. So this is the second level now, isn't it? Yes. So this is the genuine action that we need to look for, to seek and to implement. That Allah Ta'ala says that this line or this subject path of the tasawwuf, this is for elevation in the hereafter. But be careful, because we are all students, that's why I'm explaining. Don't be upset because we're having a discussion. Don't be down after this discussion. Every ibadah, every act of worship has an usul, has principles. Yeah? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the four ibadat, fasting, hajj, zakat, and prayer. And they have principles. Now, praying salah, there are principles. Yeah, the principle of salah is that do wudu. Yeah, step number one, do ablution. If you don't have wudu and you're praying salah, then will the salah be accepted? Will we get the reward? No, we won't. Because the step, the key for salah, we've broken. We can carry on praying, prostrating, bowing, doesn't matter. But we've broken the principle. So instead of reward, we'll get adab, punishment, because we've broken the usul. Oh no, I've just broken one usul, one principle. What difference does it make? I didn't have wudu. I put on fragrance, I had new clothes, and I had washed my face. So what happened? Okay, if I didn't wash my feet. we say this. But Allah Ta'ala says, no, this is against my principles. That even if one hair's width on your elbow is left out, then your wudu is incomplete, your salah will not be accepted. Why? Because this is a principle. Oh, so what if a hair's breadth on my elbow is dry and I don't, the water of wudu doesn't cover it? So this is the line of tazkiyah, tafsiyah, tazkiyah, purification. And this is the subject that will give you all 100 levels in the hereafter in Jannah. Great subject. Great subject to study. And so will there not be principles of this path of tazkiyah? So do we want to learn them? We do. So if we carry on living without the usools, then don't tell me, don't complain to me, because I will get there. And then maybe if you're not there downstairs, our sheikh said the usools, he taught us the usools and we implemented, because this deen is about practicing, isn't it? So if we make effort and I come for salah, I do everything before I come to the masjid, and I wear good clothes and I prepare and I don't do wudu, then and then I'm keeping myself dry. So I've wasted my deed, isn't it? So for this ibadah of tazkiyah, tafsiyah, there are principles. It's your choice what you do. If you don't do, there's no forcing, but there are principles. There are principles, and without principles we cannot succeed. So the principle of this path, this journey, this subject is one. Yeah, let me tell you an event first. Hazrat Uthman Damani Rahmatullahi, who is a sheikh of the Naqshbandi series order, and everybody knows the name. This is the sheikh of Hazrat Fadal Ali Qureshi Rahmatullahi. Hazrat Uthman Damani Rahmatullahi. Great, kamil, complete sheikh, Hazrat Uthman Damani Rahmatullahi. So Hazrat Fazal Ali Qureshi Rahmatullahi stated that I, who was the student, that I was a murid. And there were other students of my sheikh. Hazrat Shah Sayyid Rahmatullahi. Hazrat Shah Sayyid Sab Rahmatullahi was a fellow student of Hazrat Fazal Qureshi. He said that when I used to see, and all murids, every student, Allah Ta'ala gives status and rank and stages, and they all have their capacity, capabilities and skills. Just like whatever, the more you do, the more you get. Just like we have colleagues, the more a person implements and practices, the more he'll get. No two people can be equal. We'll see this in the hereafter. Whoever is adhering to the usul, he said, I used to see my fellow student, my classmate, you could say. And Hazrat Fadl al-Qureshi Sahab Rahmatullah is saying, he is the wali of Allah, the wali of his time, Qutb al-Ghawth. Ah, the maqam that Allah Ta'ala gave to him. We cannot realize this, that due to the sadaqah of his slippers and his shoes, that we are sitting in this cabin and doing dhikr of Allah. So there are the dust on his slippers is greater than us. And he said that there was a special quality of Shah Sayyid Sahab that I hadn't seen so much adab for Shaykh by one person. And he was also a murid, but when he used to sit in front of his Shaykh, never in his life did he lift his head up. He always kept it down, his head, and he never left his position. Doesn't matter however long Hazrat Sahab was sitting, that is how long he would sit there and take the fares of his Shaykh. Now, these are points of tasawwuf. These are asool, principles of tasawwuf. If you open the Quran, which verse is this in? Where's the Sahih Bukhari hadith that proves this? Forget that. The words I'm telling you, this is the commentary, the translation of the pious predecessors. Yeah, these are physical proofs. So you are students of this jamaat, of this subject, so you have yaqeen in what I'm saying. If you have yaqeen, raise your hands. If you have certainty. You have certainty in what I'm saying? You believe, or shall I open Bukhari Sharif first? So, brothers, he said that he had so much adab, Hazrat Shah Sayyid Sahab, that his neck, you know, the bone behind his neck, it protruded after a while, after some time. Yeah, the upper back, the bone behind the neck, because he had so much adab and manners for his sheikh that he would sit down with his head bowed down. Look at the asool, the principle here is that he said that when he sought permission from Hazrat Sahib, the Hazrat, please give me permission for Hajj, I need to go on Hajj, I have an intention. And he asked for permission from his sheikh, whatever amal he had to do. So Hazrat, now look here, what a great sheikh a sheikh is. He said, okay, fine, you can go, but be careful of one thing. So now he's seeing him off. The sheikh is seeing off the student. And he said, fine, do Hajj, but keep yourself in Makkatul Mukarramah. Don't go to Madinatul Munawwara. Allahu Akbar. That's it, straightforward nasiha, or guidance, or direction. He said, okay, fine, and he went. And when he reached there, obviously you have a desire. Everyone has done. He thought maybe Hazrat Said didn't say it clearly or didn't hear it clearly. Shaitan comes in, isn't it? And so when he didn't want to hear, maybe thousands of sort of excuses can come forward. Hazrat Sahib said this, there are many hadith about this, this will be my loss if I don't go. And such a great sheikh, and now he's breaking the principle, subhanAllah. See here now the point. So this ilm, the principle of this ilm, it's breaking. So what will be the hal? What a great sheikh, and his hal is that the bone from the back, the upper back is protruding, but broke the principle. So now see what happens. Eventually, he lowered the guidance or the direction of his sheikh, or you could say he didn't adhere to it at that time. Oh, did Hazrat say this? Or maybe he said it this way. I won't tell him anyway. Oh, I don't have to tell Hazrat Sahib. People do this, isn't it? So you're not doing this work for your Hazrat. You're doing it for yourself. Who is doing all this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us do good actions. And it's for Allah ta'ala's love that we do actions. Allah ta'ala tells us the usul, the principle. Whoever practices the usul, fine. If he doesn't, then he'll lose out. It's Allah who will give, because it's Allah we have to meet in hereafter. So now, he set forth on the journey. So when he reached to Medina, arrived to Medina, and at that time the fragrance of Medina was different. When he set forth, put his foot into Medina, he said he understood, I've made a mistake. And what happened then is that it was difficult for him to arrive to the Rawda. Whether it was a dream or kashf or vision, he saw ziyarah of Rasulullah ﷺ, and the Prophet ﷺ was in an unhappy state. And the Prophet ﷺ looked towards him with not a happy state and didn't pay attention to him at all. And he thought, oh, I'm finished now. He wasn't here nor there. Stuck between a hard rock and a place and a stone. So this is the usul of this line, that a person should focus on his markaz, on the headquarters, which is his teacher. The focal point is the teacher. And this is where people lose out. Someone says this is shirk or bidah, he's worshipping the sheikh, he stood up for the sheikh, he's respecting him too much. And this is where shaitan grabs hold of people and takes them astray. This is a very important principle we need to learn. Allahu Akbar. So he had to come back, he had to return, isn't it? And this is Hazrat Fazal Ali Qureshi, rahmatullah, he's telling us this event. To his students, he's telling this event. Yes? So he came back, and Shaitan said, oh, Shaykh will not find out. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also inspires the heart of the Shaykh. And he, Allah is Qadir Mutlaq. He is all powerful. Qulli Shayin Qadir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all powerful. So Hazrat, when he went back and went to his Shaykh, then there was more displeasure. That you have also dishonored me, Hazrat said, Allahu Akbar. Did I not say to you, yeah? Did I not say to you that you've also spoiled my situation, my scenario, you didn't listen to me? So Hazrat unravel, open up the secret that when the Shaykh does a nasiha, that don't do this amal, that this is the consequence. So you have to practice that. No, I'm doing this for another reason. I've got some factors that allow me to do this, and we put forward excuses. Brothers, there's an usul for every subject. The line, the subject you've come into, there are different usuls. Now, if you weren't following this path, then you are totally right. You need to get thawab, and you're considering that you're doing the action for more reward, subhanAllah. And you will only get when you do more actions, but when you come into this path of the tasawwuf, then the scenario changes. So in the first instance, though, those actions that take the person to Jannah will benefit him. But the darajat that you want to go on, then the principles are a little bit different. The rules are a little bit different. So Hazrat said that because he was about to go onto a higher level, onto higher maqamat, so that's how a person is weighed and measured. For example, when the wazir comes, then you will analyze that person as a minister. If you see a secretary, then you'll analyze that person as a secretary. If you're lower than that, you'll be considered lower than that. So ruhani, it's spiritually, that a person when he's doing work for Jannah, for paradise, then he is inspected or analyzed according to his status. Now if you start to compare yourself with a normal person, Allah Ta'ala gives you tawfiq to do dhikr morning and evening, and Allah Ta'ala seated you in Naqshbandi silsila, and you're trying to compare yourself with somebody who's never even thought about doing dhikr. Oh, how can this be? The other person's not the same. So you're thinking top to bottom that you want to be like that person? So you've become an inspector of police and you're looking at a constable. Oh, he's got an easy life, easy job. But you're an inspector now. He's a constable. He's a PC. He'll do this, won't he? Do you understand the example I'm giving to you? So when a person arrives to this level and status, then who is testifying here? The whole Quran. And the people who do dhikr, they're like this. And the people who are the dhakir, this is their reward. And the tazkiyah, people who do tazkiyah, this is their reward. Subhanallah. The Quran has given us the statements, subhanallah. And the hadith are bearing witness to the status here. So Allah Ta'ala's fadl and karam, He's making us practice. Say subhanallah. So now we are comparing with that person who's weak. Okay, fair enough, he prays five times a day and he fasts in Ramadan, he'll go to Jannah, definitely. But the difference between your Jannah and his should be very large indeed. Very large. And it is. Big difference. So he said that you are okay. So who's got a doubt that a person cannot go to Medina? That you go to Umrah and you don't get the permission to go to Medina? But you didn't even have an understanding here that your Sheikh, would he ever stop you from this proper? So it's not that you're being stopped. It's that maybe you're not qabil. You don't have the status. So I was looking at the maqam, you have the status. What I saw in this way, that you're a student of this class, but you haven't done that much tazkiyah yet that you can go and present to yourself. Why? Because the things you need to attain from there, you will not attain them. That the wajah of the Prophet ﷺ will not give you attention and focus. Because the Rasulullah ﷺ will look at you according to your status. Subhanallah. And Allah Ta'ala, Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is rahmatullahi alamin. He taught us the deen. Many thousands and millions of people go with their sins and we get asked for forgiveness. But subhanallah, a person who is practicing, special focus of Allah is on that person and the teacher. That this is a murid of a certain sheikh who's coming. Alhamdulillah. And in that way, people, they welcome that student. They welcome that student of the sheikh. And the same work is done with the fadl of Allah. Subhanallah. When I did my first umrah, what can I say to you? That I would realize that I am the murid of Hazrat Sahib. I realized that how people would come to me, and I was a new student, and I was a student, a proper talib ilm, and I went for the first occasion, and it was the company of Hazrat, and Hazrat gave me ijazat, permission, and you would be surprised to hear that on every footstep, people would come and guide me. That please come, there's a hotel ready for you, come, I've got transport for you, come, we'll take you for ziyarah. I thought, who are these people who are coming? And I didn't have understanding at that time. After that I realized that with the nisbat I came, with the same connection nisbat, the Prophet ﷺ treats that individual, that student. Yes, so from Darul Uloom, Deoband Darul Uloom, when somebody comes to get a collection, how do we meet him? He's come from Darul Uloom, Deoband. We treat him the same, do we? Or do we treat him differently? The greater the alim, the greater the scholar, the individual, he's come from this place, then we'll get more charity, bigger gathering, a bretta, a bigger introduction. In the same way, Allah Ta'ala has given a principle, that person is doing the work of the deen, and he's striving, and he's arrived to this level and this status, high status, and the highest status of the akhirah is tazkiyah, subhanallah, tazkiyah. That gives the highest level. And you'll ask why? Because tazkiyah, purification of the soul and the heart, gives the highest level of reward in the hereafter. Because tazkiyah, that gives ikhlas, sincerity, and akhlaq. And everything hinges on ikhlas. That's why Allah has kept tazkiyah on the highest level as a subject. If only we understood. Allah Ta'ala says the person who's going to succeed, he will, for example, like the CSS exam, we have the civil service subscription exam. It's the highest level of exam in our home country. So there's a high level, a high mark, a high pass grade, so that less people pass. I give the example of such a great sheikh that his bone, it protruded, but even then he failed there, didn't he? So we need to grab hold of the asools. Don't consider this is a joke, or just Allah has given us admission to a big class. Sometimes it happens, you want to get into a medical college, child, and we put influence, and he gets the place in a medical college. Now whether he studies or not, he has nothing to fear. They said, do you know how you got the entrance into this course? For example, how did you come into Bolton College? Do you know how much we had to go and seek interference and influence, etc.? And you've got entry into this college. You don't study. You run around playing football and wasting time. They'll say this, won't they, people? So Allah Ta'ala says that I gave you entrance registration to a high class. And maybe it's your mother or father's dua that's been accepted, or a faqir, or wali Allah. So Allah Ta'ala says, I've given you admission. And after this admission, you're playing like you're in a kindergarten, in a nursery. Allah, look at this, Allah says. So this is the barakah of the cabinet, that the words I'm giving to you, subhanallah. That from different, Allah Ta'ala changes the environment. Otherwise, is there some machine that's running behind me that we regularly speak and open up and communicate on new things? Yes, there's no manufacturing machine that I can daily give a lecture or be out. These are different words, aren't they, Anwar Sahib, or not? Do you feel them? Yes, Anwar Sahib recognizes and understands. That's why he's still young, mashallah. Even if you take his hand, then you will not be able to release your hand from him. Don't consider he's weak. He's a dhakir. He's such a dhakir that in my life, 30, 40 years, I've known him, never seen him stop. Subhanallah. Wherever I used to go, whichever corner, he would arrive there. And when we used to be Manchester 2, 3 a.m., he'd stay. And he used to work, go straight there. Work straight there, 2 a.m., dhikr at 1:30. It was difficult. So otherwise, that person with illness, can he sit like this inside? What is there? What's happening? The solution, the cure. But he's sitting in Jannah, mashallah. Mashallah. With this barakah, this gathering will go. Subhanallah. This is how an ashik should be. Just take all of the line. Yes, so he came, there was shaitan, idols, he said, doesn't matter what happens, and he would arrive to where his sheikh was, he'd never leave his sheikh's company. Even today he has the same love, alhamdulillah. So tell me now, what a student is he, and who's proud of this? Me and you know, Imamul Anbiya, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is proud. I tell you the truth, go and see Medina. Yes, this is how a person should be. Not like half a partridge, half a quail and a joker, speaking nonsense and rubbish. We know a lot of this, and a lot of drama and deception. So brothers, what was I saying to you? Asool, principles. So if the principle is broken, then we will be out of the class. So we can do dhikr, ibadat, shaykh, ask for forgiveness, maafi for the sake of Allah. When the shaykh forgives, subhanallah, then he also forgives. So these are those words that I'm telling you, written, recorded, and everything's recorded. Everything's based on principle. So then, as time passed, a year passed, then he says to the sheikh, Shah Sayyid, I feel like that you do hajj, perform hajj, say subhanallah. So when this comes, when the sheikh himself says to the student, that I feel I want you, my husband said once to me, Faruqi said, I feel like that let's do umrah, you go for umrah. And suddenly I shoot it. Why? Because this is recommended amal. Yes? That, oh, leave it. I ran straight. I didn't have money. I'm telling you the truth here. The tickets were printed and the paths were open. Subhanallah. That hajj, that umrah, what was that? I cannot give you the example. I cannot explain. These are memories of life with which we are alive. Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah. So these are the memories. These are the memories. And it's a great point to have love for the sheikh and for the sheikh to love the student. A massive point. That the dua we ask is Allah, please, this is the dua too by Rasulullah SAW, Ya Allah, give us love of such an individual who loves you. Subhanallah. It's not a small thing. Only Allah can create this, brothers, not us. Otherwise, the greed of the world, there's no greed for mal, stock, dunya. And this love, all of the greed of the world is overwhelmed by love. For that two individuals have for the sake of Allah. That's it. So he put his luggage together. Hazrat's given the story. Hazrat Fazal al-Quraishi, he said, the luggage was put together. He traveled to Makkah, did Umrah. And because he was recommended as he was traveling, he said, listen, Shah Sahab, that now go to Makkah and also go to Medina. Subhanallah. The path was opened up. Why? Because he had reached to that level of tazkiyah, purification, that you have now yaqeen in what you're doing. You can wear this now, you can eat this now, you can carry out this action now. See how shaitan, he works on different people in different ways. No, I thought I was going to get this thawab, this reward, this with piety and this. What's this? If the sheikh has told you not to do this, you think that this is ease for you? No, we are not deserving of this. End of story. Why do we quarrel and dispute? Why do we argue? Why? Allahu Akbar. Do you understand the points I'm saying? If you understand, put your hands up. Aha, mashallah, you are educated people, mashallah. So you are all alims, mashallah. So now, what happens is that when he went to Makkah and did Umrah, and with the permission he went to Medina, then the fragrance of Medina was just too good. And he said, everything I felt there at that time was as if I'm being welcomed, khushamdeed. He said that before there was displeasure, alhamdulillah, the same way Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi al-Kareem, came to his dream and gave muhabbat and love and tawajjuh and focus and attention, that there was no comparison compared to that of what he had achieved. Subhanallah. So let me explain to you that my Hazrat told me an asool, a principle. Subhanallah, this is written in the maktubats. And I was his shagird, the student. I used to tell my colleagues, and then I'll unravel the secret to you, and maybe I will be told off thereafter that this was just for you. But just like I had love for my sheikh, I also have love for my students. Subhanallah. And if only a person, anyone person, starts to practice these usul, then he will succeed. Hazrat said to me, Faruqi Sahib, Fuyuz Barakat. Listen to these two words. Fuyuzat Barakat and Allah's Rahmah. Three things. Fuyuz,
barakat and Allah's rahmah, the virtues, the blessings, and Allah's rahmah, mercy. This continues upon, continues upon, continues. It doesn't stop. If a person, a salik, a murid, a student, if he grabs hold of three things firmly, subhanallah. Three things. What do we get? What does a person get? Fuyuzat, barakat, and Allah's rahmah, mercy, will start to multiply without hesitation. If these three things are brought into our life. So I'm not speaking about other people here. I'm speaking about Jannah here, the highest level. If we take all of three actions, just like we say that if you read this many Quran or this many Nawafil Salah, Nafil Salah, this is higher than that I'm speaking about now. So three things if a salik implements, the student of this class, Fuyuzat, barakat, and Allah's rahmah and mercy will continually come to that person if he has three actions. Number one, that to have aqidah, trust in the sheikh, to have manners with the sheikh, and to serve the sheikh and have love for the sheikh. Whichever, however much more these three qualities are strengthened, the more they are strengthened, it is stated in the same way, then the fuyuz, the barakat, and Allah's rahmah will increase and upon increase. It will increase many times over. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq that we can also study this subject, understand this subject, and may Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to do amal on this. And for this, there are two tariqahs to attain things. Words number one is that a person himself should try and make effort. And number two is to do dua to Allah. Ha-ha. The supplication to Allah. Ask from Allah, Allah, please, Allah, give me success, because no effort can succeed unless Allah Ta'ala gives it success. So we are here, we want these, we want to inculcate the three qualities into our life, try, make effort, then do dua to Allah, that Allah, please give me these three things. After every salah, after every dhikr, because this is our destination, this is the foundation for an individual. And keep on asking, keep on going, that how do I strengthen my taqad, my certainty with my shaykh? And secondly, that how do I have exercise manners and adab with my sheikh? How can I demonstrate this? And I've given the example of adab to you. That the bone was protruding from the back, subhanAllah, due to listening to his sheikh's orders. And then, you should have fikr that how do I have love for my sheikh and serve my sheikh? Yes, no sheikh will desire these things from you, dunya. Therefore, if a person desires the things of the world, then he's not a sheikh, he's a greedy person. If in the sheikh's heart he has these three thoughts, that my murid should trust me, and my student should have adab for me when I come in, he should stand up and kiss my hands, or he should serve me all the time so that my love will increase, he's not a sheikh, he is a thief, that person. And today 99% of peers, they want this from their mouth, they say this. I am telling you clearly all the points here. Don't be upset with what I'm saying. I'm telling you the truth. That this is the standard today. And those are the people who are stuck with them. They say, oh, this is our peer, Pakka, he's helping me out. And he will deliver me or take me on the journey towards Allah and Jannah. No sheikh desires for bad to happen. But he doesn't cease in telling you, subhanAllah, that this is how it should be done, etc. Say subhanAllah. But the thieves, they will not tell you that no, that if we start to doubt or tell him not to do something, he'll say he's a thief. I want the truthful person, because this is the line. This is the subject. We should understand this. Whether we do it or not, that's different. But we should accept it. Allah Ta'ala says, if you don't practice, doesn't make any difference to the Shaykh or to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. If the Shaykh is not trusted by the student, itiqad, muhabbat, service, what difference does it make to the teacher? If he's not serving the Shaykh, no difference is made, nothing at all. So here, that when a person has a link with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the Shaykh, then he's independent. He has no need to make friendships or create relationships, etc. He has no tawajjuh that, for example, if I can present my need or say something to somebody or they'll do this for me, etc., do me a favor. He doesn't even think that person who's good, upright, he's lost, subhanAllah. He's remembering Allah, because Allah Ta'ala says, and he hears and he implements. Such a connection he has, the student, and he says in the heart to Allah, my Mawla, I feel like today I want to do this action. I feel like Mawla, I want to do this. So he's thinking in his heart, and the door knocks. Knock on the door, and whatever he desired, they say, oh, here, take this, this is for you, subhanAllah. So let's create a connection like this with Allah. When the shaykh is at this level and status, that will they say, request us that do adab to me, respect me, or have itiqad in me, or trust in me. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So that's why I'm saying clearly to you, clearly, that this point is made by the kamil shaykh. The thief will never mention this point to you, because his work is continuing and he's succeeding. so-called. So why would he tell you the right way? So may Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq, my friends. This is a very essential usul, principle of tazkiyah, of tasawwuf. And where do we learn this from? From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gives this. Specifically and purely Allah will give this reward. Because Allah, you are the one who gives the darajat, and this is the path. The path of tazkiyah takes it at the student to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to get the highest level, Allah. So Allah says then practice in the way I prescribed. Allah, I don't just want small deeds. I'm ready to do more. And this is the usul. That how should you keep the link and the rapta with the sheikh. So I'm very weak, extremely weak. May Allah Ta'ala give me strength and tawfiq that when I depart from this world and I take these three things with me, the relationship with my sheikh. So inshallah, we ask from Allah and then Allah will definitely give. And such things Allah gives straight away. Automatically your heart will open and the goodness will come in, love will come in, adab will come in, and being the khadim will also, the methodology will come in. So this is not adab that I see here. For example, for Islam telling you, like, I'm sat here and some people sit down, and if I don't get up, then they don't get up. This doesn't make sense. Then why do you sit down? Is it that maybe Shaykh is doing his wazifa, his own lesson? If you've completed your salah, then carry on doing something else. Individuals do this, don't they? They don't understand. They think this is adab. Adab, good manners. I'll tell you easily what is adab. This is not adab that you're there is causing inconvenience and anxiety. And if the Shaykh is sitting doing his wazifa and you sit there and half people are sitting, half are standing, you're spoiling your salah. And if he sat there, he's doing his wazayif, he's got tariqah method, what he's doing. So pray your salah, start it, and recite, pray your nawafil and end your salah. So there's not necessary to go too deep. So, for example, this is not a khas tariqah that we cannot understand. For example, some people do riyah, that they're showing off, etc. There's no link of showing off or for pride in this tariqah. So, may Allah Ta'ala accept, ameen, recite Durood Sharif.